Search and rescue operations have ended in most major regions of Afghanistan after the country's worst earthquake in 20 years. At least 1,500 people have been killed. The Taliban government's made an urgent appeal for international help. People in Paktika province, where the earthquake struck, are desperate for food, shelter and clean drinking water. The US Senate has passed one of the boldest gun control bills in decades. The legislation garnered bipartisan support, but it falls far short of the sweeping changes demanded by gun control campaigners. It now goes to the Democratic-controlled House, where it's expected to pass. The US Supreme Court has handed down a landmark victory to gun rights advocates. It ruled that restrictions put in place by New York State on carrying concealed handguns in public are unconstitutional.
As governor of the state of New York, my number one priority is to keep New Yorkers safe. But today, the Supreme Court is sending us backwards in our efforts to protect families and prevent gun violence. And it's particularly painful that this came down at this moment, when we're still dealing with families in pain from mass shootings that have occurred, the loss of life, their beloved children and grandchildren. Today, the Supreme Court struck down a New York law that limits who can carry concealed weapons.
Ukraine has taken a major step towards membership of the European Union after the leaders of member states voted to give the war-torn country EU candidate status. President Volodymyr Zelensky has hailed the decision as historic. Moldova has also been given the same status.
We have just received the candidacy. This is our victory. We have waited for it for 120 days and for 30 years. We will beat the enemy and will rest. Or, probably, first we will rebuild Ukraine and then rest.
A third protester has died in Ecuador as a violent nationwide strike reaches its 11th day. Indigenous demonstrators faced off with police in the capital, Quito. Now they're protesting government policies and the rising cost of living. Earlier, they took over an indigenous cultural center in Quito that had been sealed off by security forces for a week.